Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 24th of December, and here in Auroville is mostly sunny and 23 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today promises partly sunny and clear to partly cloudy with a shower in places late. Temperatures from low 21 to high 32 with heat index on 35 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Moon is almost full, illuminated to 99%, and tomorrow it will be full. And the Christmas sky will have two rare treats to see. We will have the first full moon on Christmas since 1977. Not only that there will be a full moon to enjoy, there will be also a comet, Catalina, visible with binoculars. Catalina, it will be visible in the early morning hours in the eastern sky. On Sunday, December 27 at 4:30 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture International Zone, we are invited to a book launch by Hamish with the title Light and Darkness, and following is a short interview with Hamish. Good morning, Hamish, and welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
You are in preparation for quite a big day for yourself, because I think on Sunday 27th you will inaugurate and launch the book, yeah?
Yes.
And the title is actually really, to me, ambitious, Light in Darkness.
Ambitious, yes, yes. It's a series of poems with photographs that I have written over the last couple of years. Some photographs I took maybe 10 years ago, some photographs I took just last year. But they all evoked something in me which made me want to express more of what the actual photo is. Some of the photos, you may look at them and go, what is that? So I actually have a poem that has a very interesting photograph, and people go, they immediately looked at it and went, what is it? And I say, that's for you to look deeper and deeper and deeper and figure out what evokes in you this image.
Yeah. Okay, even the poster images actually does evoke something in me, I have to say.
Okay.
It's pretty colorful. The poems are also yours, yeah?
Yes.
You were saying some of them, they're a reflection of past few years. I think that must be maybe coincidence that you're in Auroville, so there must be also some reflection of what's going on in Auroville, I think.
It is, definitely. Since arriving here 3 years ago, I've been stimulated to write a lot more. The atmosphere, the greenery, the forest, taking time to meditate in the chamber, has sparked my muse. So out of that, some things just come automatically. Sometimes you write something and it's done in 10 minutes. Other times I look at poems and I go, this is not quite clear, I'm not getting the idea across, and I need to think about this a little more. So even as we sit here, the poems are evolving, because I am rehearsing it to do it later on January the 8th as a performance piece at the Tibetan Pavilion. So it's going to be
book.
After the launch of the book, yes.
Oh, okay.
So I am bringing poetry alive. It's not just a reading, it's a full theatrical performance where I will explore all the emotions, from anger to equanimity, to frustration, to awakening, to confusion, everything. Well, or not everything, but as much of everything as I can possibly do.
And I think it's limited by you, right?
Yeah, it's limited by my own skin.
For those who are not familiar with you, can you introduce yourself a little bit to the community?
Sure. My name is Hamish. I was born in England, raised in Scotland. Then my family moved to Canada when I was 8 years old. I am now a little over 63. I have lived most of my life in Canada. But my wife and I, Fif, came here in 2006 the first time, stayed here for 7 weeks, loved it, thought that when our mothers passed away, we would move here. So we have now been here for a little over 3 years. We arrived on December 12, 2012.
Okay, so it's been actually a full 3 years, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Hamish, all the best, and we're looking forward.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Our theater group presents The Glass Menagerie by Tennessee Williams on December 26, 27, and 28 at 7:30 p.m. at Cherubim Auditorium, Barros Nivas, Pavilion of India International Zone. Plays directed by Jill Navarre. On Saturday 26 at 8 p.m, we are invited to Kripa for From Heart to Sound, Intuitive Piano Improvisation by Chris Meyer. Chris Meyer is a musician and software developer from Hamburg in Germany. Also at Kripa, but on Tuesday 29th, also at 8 p.m, we are invited to concert of Christoph Deleuze with Johann Sebastian Bach repertoire. Tonight is Christmas Eve and Unity Pavilion is hosting a Christmas celebration from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. But tomorrow, Christmas Day, December 25th, starting at 4:30 p.m., Sadhana Forest invites us to celebrate Sadhana Forest's 12th birthday with a tour, collage of films and presentation of their work in Oroville, Haiti and Kenya. Of course, they invite us also for a dinner. Tomorrow at Matrimandir Amphitheater, between 6:15 to 7 p.m., they will share with us musical meditation for the full moonrise with a hymn to the light. That will be recorded music which is famous and beautiful of all time. Access is only from the office. We already have an idea of what will happen on 31st and 1st of January at Matrimandir. On 31st, there will be Zonil's music from 5:30 to 6 p.m. at Amphitheater. The banyan tree will be lit with candles to welcome the new year. And all are to maintain silence under the banyan tree and the Garden of Unity. The inner chamber will remain open until 9 p.m. for Aurovians and newcomers for their concentration on the last day of the year. And midnight meditation in inner chamber will be from 11 p.m. to 12:15 a.m. And it's only for Aurovians and newcomers only. But all are requested to be seated in the inner chamber by 11:45 p.m. On 1st of January 2016 at 6 a.m. it will be collective meditation under the banyan tree and entrance by the office gate from 5:45 a.m. Later on at 5:15 at Amphitheater, we are invited to Hamsa, a New Year invocation. Hamsa, meaning the bird of the soul, is a symbol of the being he who evolves upward. That will be contemplative music meditation with Nada Prem on bansuri and viola, Aurelio, Marta, Marina and Swaram friends. Also with bell plates and tara. Pavilion of Tibetan Culture invites us to their traditional prayer for unity on Thursday 31st from 6:45 p.m. onward. But the day before, on December 30th, Wednesday, Sankalpa invites us to a mandala circle garden experiment in collaboration with Krishna from Solitude. And we are all welcome to remember and reconnect to the earth through permaculture art. Among the short news announcements, Zephyr will be closed on the 24th and 25th and also on 31st and 1st of January, but they're wishing us nice holidays. And we already know that at the Well Cafe it would be New Year's afternoon dance party on Thursday 31st from 4 to 8 p.m. And here's a note for us that it has been a really busy time at the Orville Radio, because we have had many volunteers this year, including some with professional backgrounds, contributing content to our site. The recent floods have also provided us with the opportunity to assist together with several teams the setting up of an FS station in Cuddalore to provide disaster management information to the local residents. As our team stabilizes, we can focus more on the editorial content to provide you with the kind of programs and coverage you want. We have launched our farm drive, and our target is to raise $13,000 or 850,000 rupees. And we have succeeded to collect nearly 20% of the targeted amount so far, and we look to all of you to help us and share our farm drive via social media. And of course, we all wish you Merry Christmas 2015. Tomorrow at cinema at Bharat Nivas Auditorium, it will be show at 7:30, Tales of the Night, animated film written and directed Michel Ocelot, and it was made in France in 2011. At Eco Film Club Sadana Forest, as we said, they will be celebrating 12th birthday. At Visitor Center Movie Show, today there won't be no show, but tomorrow at 8 p.m. there will screen Everest, which was made in 2015, and it is adventure biography drama and directed by Baltasar Comacoran. On Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today, they will screen a Nordic drama history, The New Land Part 1, which was made in Sweden in 1971 and directed by Jean Troell. On Saturday, we can see international drama Youth, made in Italy in 2015 by director Paolo Sorrentino. As children's film on Sunday, 4:30 p.m., they will screen Miracle on 34th Street, made in USA in 1994 and directed by Len Myfield. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, we will see drama that's called Day in the Paris, made in USA in 1969 and directed by Robert Altman. From Prayers and Meditation of the Mother, we read: Thou art consciousness and light. Thou art peace in the depth of all things, the divine love that transfigures, the knowledge that triumphs over the darkness. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org. Merry Christmas.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace.